Welcome, everybody. Share number 1524. We're learning today. Lili Nishmas, Moshe Doyev, Ben Ravaran Zisel. Lili Nishmas, Blima Bas Ram, Moshe, and Lirafua Shalema, Sarah Gittel Bas Tzivya. Getting back to the halachas of Divrei Kabbalah. Okay, we're trying to just sort of like finish off over here a little bit. The halachas of what one could talk about, what not. I just want to go through some quick examples. We have pretty much the guidelines and how we spoke about everything, just real quick examples which come up from the Sefer Lamedes Melachos. He brings down which are very, you see, the problem is when one is, you know, people sitting around on Shabbos, they're schmoozing, Baruch Hashem, big meals, mishpachas, beautiful stuff. Of course, you want to have zemiris, you want to talk Torah, but things, sometimes discussions come up, which we said, stam talking itself, we're not talking about Lashon Hara, schmoozing, you know, how's everything? Oh, Baruch Hashem, you know, this past week I did this, I did that. Yeah, everything was wonderful, and the weather was great, Baruch Hashem, you know. Well, that's fine. You know, again, halacha lamaisa, well, that's fine. You want to try and keep it to holy things as much as possible. But of course, stam schmoozing, especially like we said last time, and it's such an important thing to keep in mind. You know, a person has to know there are people a lot of times at the table. Sometimes you have various, if you have almanas, you have people who need a chizik, you have people who are a little bit depressed, you have various, sometimes children, you know, you have different type. Everybody, it's an important thing to talk to everybody on their level, sort of like, you know, to give that person a chizik or talk to them. Like the Lashon in the Shulchan Aruch, which is very interesting, that says over there, very interesting Lashon, that if you get to talk divrei, stam talking, you know, it's not so great to stam talk, but if a person has misanig, it's a Shabbos. In other words, it's giving them like an oynig Shabbos. It gives them like, oh, they feel better. Then their oynig is sort of like the talking, the schmoozing. But even more than that, you could even say that possibly, again, I'm saying my own shot, but the person gets a chizik, they feel good, you know, they schmooze, they feel, a person needs to talk sometimes, a person needs stam to, you know, just stam to schmooze, and he feels better, he gets the problems off his head. Right, a lot of times a person sitting at the table thinking about this problem, that problem, but if they schmooze with their friend, again, no Lashon Hara, it's just you know, stam schmoozing about nice things, even though they might not be per se Divrei Kedusha, whatever the thing might be, but it not mamish, person gives a person a uplifting, you know, it gives them a zest, it gives them a purpose in life sometimes, and many, many times you have people at the table who mamish need it, whether it's a child in an almana, it could be anybody, you know. So a person should very, it's very important to keep it in mind, you know, and try and keep it in mind as much as possible. You know, I want to say one thing that I mention this all the time. I know it was in the beginning of the Aruch HaShulchan. I saw many, many years ago, the Aruch HaShulchan says, what are the guidelines that one should say with their mouth? You know, like what? Of course, we know not to talk Lashon Hara Rechilas. That's not even the issue. Those are Yisurim. Those are Mamish, the worst of the worst. That's not even what we're talking about. We're talking about just that. What are the guidelines when I should say, when I shouldn't say, you know, should I, if I see somebody, should I give him, let him have it over the head? The Aruch HaShulchan says, just guidelines. You know, obviously, if you see somebody doing something, you have to find out how to say, what to say. Not every time a person can just, you know, open their mouth and say what they have to say. But the Aruch HaShulchan says, interesting thing, that think for a second. If what you're saying from your mouth right now is going to make the other person feel good, say it. If it's not going to make them feel good, don't say it. Again, is it just guidelines from the Aruch HaShulchan? If you know it's going to make the person feel good, say it, talk about it. You know, this person likes to talk about this thing, talk about this thing. The person likes to talk about that thing, talk about that thing. Again, as long as it's not usur, obviously in conjunction. Well, if the person likes to talk about, fixing his thing, so obviously don't say, well, we're going to be fixing, and when we fix on Sunday, we'll fix it. That you can't do, that's usur. But just, you know, what took place last year, whatever, last week, that's all fine. So I just want to go through some real quick examples with that introduction. That things that are taka not allowed, so it brings down the Sefer Lamedes Melachos, which a person can sometimes slip up, as they say, a slip up. One may not state, he says, it brings us down to page 103, one may not state their intentions to repair appliances, for example, write a letter, drive a car, right? We spoke about all this, but how it comes up, for example, let's say one comes up Shabbos, a person opens up the fridge, there's no light, they take out their food, shine, everything is wonderful, the fridge, the light is not on, they do it, everything is halachically okay. I don't know, but the person says the fridge doesn't feel as cold as it should be. So maybe the husband or the person who's a little bit more handy is going to say, oh, you know what, Sunday I'll fix it. you know? Okay, so that one has to be careful not to say. They could say it possibly in a way, you know, oh, Sunday, I'll see if I have a chance. Maybe I'll look into it. Something along those lines. Not that something like that could be say, Sunday, I'll have a chance. Possibly, maybe I'll look into things, you know, like sort of like in a hinting way that they're going to be doing, but not just say, oh, Sunday, I'm going to look, I'll fix it. That you can't do, right? Another just quick, these are things that come up all the time. Person, the person in reference to repairing a sink, he brings down repairing a sink, right? A person turns on the sink. Oh, you know, the flow of water is not so heavy. So the other person who's a little more handy says, oh, you know what, Matzah Shabbos, I'll get my screwdriver and I'll tighten it up a little bit and fix it up. That you can do, right? Or Sunday morning, I'm going to check out the flow of the sink and then I'll fix it. I'll straighten it up, the piping or whatever. That you can do. But again, to say it in a roundabout way, you know, like, okay, Sunday, I'll see if I have a chance. I'll look into the situation. Something along those lines. I'll look into the situation. You're not saying that you're doing anything. You're allowed to look into a situation. You're not doing anything. You're allowed to look at a sink even per se. So, you know, but you're not. But to go ahead and say, well, Sunday morning, the pipe's leaking. Oh, you know, there's a little leak. Okay, Sunday morning, I'll change the pipe. That you can't say, right? Sunday morning, I'll tighten the screw on the faucet, make the flow better. That you can't say, right? So a person has to be careful not to slip up because these things come up very, very quickly. Another just quick line, you know, person, oh, you know, there's a little spot. There's a spot on the wall over there. His paint is peeling. That's okay. Sunday morning, I'll paint it up. You can't say that. Sunday morning, I'll paint it up a little bit over there. It'll look better. That you can't say, right? So you have to be careful not to say in a way whereby it's also to do on Shabbos. It's just some quick things which come up, and these are things which come up constantly, right? Persons at home, they're schmoozing, they're talking, so that's how it goes. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem v'rochem kol tuv.